Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here by phone. Phil Sklar is with us this morning. He's co-founder and CEO of the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum located in Wisconsin. And we want to talk a little bit about some projects they're working on because one of them directly affects, Iowa Hawkeye fans. Phil, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much. How are things at the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum?
They're bobbling along well. We have over 10,000 unique bobbleheads on display and counting, and new bobbleheads coming in all the time.
How is that? I mean, that's a real niche you've found there. How is that such a big thing for folks? How has that grown?
Yeah, so bobbleheads have really become sort of a pop culture icon and something that, you know, pretty much everybody knows what a bobblehead is, sort of like Barbie or, you know, something that stayed along for a long time since, you know, the 1960s, they've really been popular in the U.S., and when they gave away the first bobblehead in 1999, kind of a player-specific stadium giveaway with Willie Mays and the San Francisco Giants, it really started the trend for bobblehead giveaways, and it's gone strong ever since.
I think that's probably what most people associate bobblehead-type items with, are sports teams and things, but you can probably find a bobblehead for just about anything.
Yeah, that is definitely the case. You know, they've started off being non-sports, actually dating back to the late 1700s, and then turned into sports in the 60s. But, you know, politics, pop culture, movies, comics, really anything can be turned into a bobblehead. And the collection is really diverse in terms of categories. And, you know, it's exciting to see just the variety of bobbleheads that are out there.
Yeah. How do you do your collecting there at the museum? How do you find what you support there at the museum?
Yeah, so it started out with a personal collection, me and the other co-founder. We had about 3,000 bobbleheads, which started with a single bobblehead, but turned into a hobby and passion for collecting them. And before we knew it, the collection was out of control, and we had also produced a bobblehead and had a great experience with that. So we decided to open a one-of-a-kind museum dedicated to bobbleheads.
So this all started because your family said, enough already, find a place for these things.
Yeah, you could say that. So yeah, I was running out of room and, realized there was no museum in the world dedicated to bobbleheads. So we said, yeah, let's look into making one.
Yeah, and it's really grown. Do you get a lot of folks that come through?
We do, yeah. So we have over 10,000 visitors every year that bobble in from all over the place, both, a lot of people from the Midwest, but also all across the country, all 50 states and about 25 different countries.
Wow. And located in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, so it's a nice go-to location if you happen to be in that area. Well, specifically, we want to talk a little bit today because you've got some new ones coming out, just being introduced today, that have to do with the Iowa Hawkeyes and Iowa getting ready to play Iowa State this weekend. It's also the 75th anniversary of the introduction of Herky as the mascot at the University of Iowa, and you've got one just for those fans.
Yeah, we do. We have two new Iowa Hawkeyes bobbleheads that we are just unveiling today. I'm excited to have them out there, Herky in his football jersey, and then also the first old-school bobblehead, the vintage Iowa Hawkeyes design with the flying Herky logo, and I think it turned out great. Iowa was excited about the opportunity to do that bobblehead with us, and we were excited to see it come to life, and I think fans will really enjoy them. And we do have a new Iowa State bobblehead out there as well for people who are on the other side of the rivalry that you can see on the website as well.
Well, very good. How do you get the ideas to do these different types of projects?
Yeah, so, you know, we pay a lot of attention to the news and also, you know, sports. And we've done now over 100 different colleges we're licensed to do bobbleheads for. And so, we're looking always for new opportunities, new ideas, seeing what's out there that hasn't been done before, and we like doing those. There's been other Herky bobbleheads, but this one we think is a real cool one and a great way to celebrate the 75th anniversary of Herky. And, it's a lot of fun to come up with new ideas and things that people enjoy.
Yeah, sure. Well, in this instance, I assume you have to work with the university on the design.
Yeah, so they're officially licensed by the school, so we send it to them for the design and get their feedback and make any changes that they want. And, it's a lot of fun. And I have Iowa connections, both me and the other co-founder, so it's great there. My parents actually met at the University of Iowa, and co-founder's brother went to Iowa.
A lot of connections there. Very good. Didn't have to work real hard on that design. It came right to you.
Exactly. Yeah, we've been Iowa fans for quite a while.
So is this a limited edition?
It is. Both of them are limited. The Herky bobblehead is numbered to 2023, and the old school bobblehead is numbered to the year of Iowa's founding, so in the 1800s.
Okay, so 1847 of those. So if you want
to get exact,
if you want to get after those, you have to be one of the first 1847. You don't want to be 1848. That's not going to work for you. All right, and these are available for sale.
Yeah, they are. So they're available in our online store, store.bobbleheadhall.com. They're pre-order and they'll be coming in soon, in time for the holidays, and make a great gift for yourself or a loved one. It's just something fun, bobbleheads. People love showing off their favorite, school or team, or mascot, and bobbleheads are just a great way to do that.
Yeah. So, like I said earlier, we associate these a lot of times with our favorite sports teams or sports stars and things like that. But there are all kinds of different ones. Do you get contacted by different organizations about looking at different projects?
We do. Yeah. So we both proactively go out there and reach out to people, and then we also do get people who and organizations and places that come to us and say, hey, we're interested in doing a bobblehead of our mascot or of this person, and those are always fun to explore and to hopefully produce.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about the collection that you have there. What are some of the more unique bobbleheads that you have on display?
Yeah, so there's quite a few that fall in that category. There's, the typical baseball, basketball, football, hockey bobbleheads. Then there's the other sports like golf and racing and horse racing and all those types. And then there's, pop culture, politics, movies, comics, TV. Mr. Hankey from South Park would fall under the more unique bobbleheads. We also have a couple life-size, 6 foot, 7 foot tall bobbleheads. A real wide variety. Everything from baseball to some of the newer, more popular sports like pickleball.
Wow. I thought bobbleheads were just tabletop things. You've got big ones, too.
We do, yeah. We have actually a 3 foot tall Herky bobblehead on display at the museum. But, they range in size from, we have one that's an inch tall to, 7 feet tall.
Wow. Phil, are bobbleheads pretty universal, or is it something just kind of akin to the United States?
So it is a little bit more North America skewed, but we do see them, across the globe sort of expanding in popularity as, people all across the world find out a little bit more about them. We've seen, bobbleheads in Australia, rugby, and, Japan really likes bobbleheads with baseball, being big there. The baseball teams there do bobbleheads, and, collectors there, particularly enjoy the baseball bobbleheads. But, yeah, it's definitely picking up interest, not just in the U.S., but outside as well.
Yeah, and I would guess that you have some that date back away.
Yes, yeah, we have some really old ones here, and have all the way back to the 1800s at the museum are presented, and a lot from the 60s and beyond.
Wow. Well, that's a neat. It's neat that you're able to turn something that was kind of a hobby, just a kind of a passion, into something that other folks can enjoy. Not everybody gets to do that.
Yeah, we wanted to share our collection with the world, and we, it was a lot more fun than what we were doing before with corporate finance and retail sales. So we thought, hey, let's take a leap and try this out, and I've had a great experience with it, and have, been able to share the collection. People can also go online on the website and take a virtual tour if you can't make it here, and so, yeah, it's something that we're having fun with, and bobbleheads are all about, being fun.
You bet. Well, and also freed up some space in the garage, I'm sure, too.
Yeah, a little bit, although we've taken up a lot more space in storage garages and other and fulfillment centers with the expanding collection.
Yes, I'm sure you have. Very good. Well, again, Phil, if folks want to know more, they can go online and they can find out all they need to know. And if they are interested in possibly pre-ordering some of those bobbleheads or looking at some of the things they have for sale, that website location is?
Yeah, store.bobbleheadhall.com. You'll find both of the new Iowa bobbleheads as well as the Iowa State bobblehead and thousands of other bobbleheads available to purchase.
All right, very good. Phil Sklar is the co-founder and CEO of the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, always debuting some new items. Phil, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it. Best of luck with that.
Thank you very much, Jim. Have a great weekend.